Anti-disestablishmentarianism from Wikipedia, the free encyclopedia, at en.wikipedia.org. Anti-disestablishmentarianism is a political position which originated in 19th century Britain, where anti-disestablishmentarians were opposed to proposals to remove the Church of England's status as the State Church of England. The movement succeeded in predominantly Anglican England, but failed overwhelmingly in Roman Catholic Ireland, where the Church of Ireland was disestablished in 1871, and in Wales, whose Church of Wales was disestablished in 1920. Anti-disestablishmentarian members of the Free Church of Scotland delayed merger with the United Presbyterian Church of Scotland in a dispute about the position of the Church of Scotland. The term has largely fallen into disuse, although the issue itself is still current. See Act of Settlement 1701. The word anti-disestablishmentarianism itself is often referenced in English-speaking popular culture due to its unusual length of 28 letters and 12 syllables. It is commonly known as the longest word in the English language, excluding coined and technical terms not found in major dictionaries. Longer words typically have been coined by specific authors in relatively modern times or are obscure technical names. For example, Floxenosin nihilification, first used in prose by William Shenstone in 1741, is 29 letters long, but was thought to have been coined as a nonsense word by a single person or small group of students at Eton. It is rumored that this was intended to mean to value something at nothing, or to describe a lack of value. Another word specifically coined to be the longest word in the English language is supercalifragilisticexpialidocious, from the song of the same name in the film Mary Poppins. Recently, the 2007 edition of the Guinness Book of World Records listed pneumono ultramicroscopic silica volcano coniosis as the longest word in the English language. The medical term is a lung disease caused by the inhalation of very fine silica dust. This, too, was a purposely coined word with the explicit intent of being a long word. This sound file and all text in the article are licensed under the GNU Free Documentation License, available at www.gnu.org/copyleft/fdl.html.